Why are you so cross at me? Asked Pippi reproachfully. We're just playing tag, aren't we?
The policeman thought a while, and at last one of them said, Oh, come on. Won't you be a good girl and put the ladder back so that we can get down?
Of course I will, said Pippi, and put the ladder back instantly. And when you get down, we can all drink coffee and have a happy time.
But the policemen were certainly tricky, because the minute they were down on the ground again, they pounced on Pippi and cried, Now you'll get it, you little brat.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I haven't time to play any longer, said Pippi. But it was fun.
Then she took hold of the policemen by their belts and carried them down the garden path, out through the gate and onto the street. There she set them down, and it was quite some time before they were ready to get up again.
Wait a minute, she cried, and ran into the kitchen and came back with two cookie hearts. Would you like a taste? She asked. It doesn't matter that they're a little burned, does it?
Then she went back to Tommy and Anika, who stood there wide-eyed and just couldn't get over what they had seen. And the policeman hurried back to the town and told all the ladies and gentlemen that Pippi wasn't quite fit for an orphanage. They didn't tell that they'd been up on the roof. And the ladies and gentlemen decided that it would be best after all to let Pippi remain in Villa Villacoula, and if she wanted to go to school, she could make the arrangements herself. But Pippi and Tommy and Anika had a very pleasant afternoon. They went back to their interrupted coffee party. Pippi stuffed herself with 14 cookies, and then she said, They weren't what I mean by real policemen. No siree. Altogether too much talk about children's homes and plutification in Lisbon. Afterward, she lifted the horse down on the ground, and they rode on him all three. At first, Anika was afraid and didn't want to, but when she saw what fun Tommy and Pippi were having, she let Pippi lift her up on the horse's back. The horse trotted round and round in the garden, and Tommy sang, Here come the Swedes with a clang and a bang. When Tommy and Anika had gone to bed that night, Tommy said, Anika, don't you think it's good that Pippi moved here?
Oh, yes, said Anika. I don't even remember what we used to play before she came. Do you?
Oh, sure. We played croquet and things like that, said Anika. But it's lots more fun with Pippi around, I think, and with horses and things.